cooling down with some drinks, nice. Food and drinks. I love eating out, so just yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah.
One biggest thing that I do whenever mm-hmm. I go home, the first thing I do, I just go straight to cold shower.
Like, yes.
I take about 3 of them a day.
Wow.
Yeah, like once in the morning.
Yes.
And then like once again, like when I come home, and then one more when I go to sleep. It just, nice. I just love.
Yeah, love that, just that cold.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. All right. We're going to play some reggae because it's so hot out, and there's a band called Mostly Marley you should check out. And I'm hitting play, but it's not playing. Here it goes.
I got the sunshine in my head. When the day is gray, the skies are filled with dread. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When you're feeling empty, you need be fed. I got the sunshine in my head. I ain't seen no sunshine for a long and lonely time. Everything is dark and gray now. All I have is in my mind. Sometimes things go down and it all seems bad. You can look within and your face will shine. Someone look at you, they're quite confused, cause it's worst of time. Still your face will shine. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When your day is gray, the skies are filled with dread. I got the sunshine in my head. Got to shine my light on and sing my happy song. My spirit keep on moving because the sunshine take me on. Nothing can stop me now, feeling like Superman.
Superman.
All I need, cause it's in my hand. Moving life goes on. Though it seems quite bad, I got my sunshine song to keep me going strong. Always be a time for crying, the world's filled with things to be. Don't let nobody dash you home now, let sunshine smile for me. Sunshine in my head. When the skies are rainy and filled with dread, I got the sunshine in my head. Got to shine my light on and sing my happy song. Spirit keep on moving, cause the sunshine take me home. Nothing can stop me now, feeling like Superman.
Superman.
I am all I need, it's in my hands. You know that life goes on. Good seems quite bad. Got my sunshine song, keep me going strong. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When the day is rainy and filled with dread, got the sunshine in my head. For a long and lonely time. For a long and lonely time. I ain't seen no sunshine. For a long and
yeah, that was Mostly Marley, and they are playing tomorrow in North Van, 8 p.m., Kangen Restaurant, 935 Marine Drive. All right, and yeah, maybe check out some of our other programs on CJSF. Let's play this promo, Home of Burnaby Rock, because we are on the mountain.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. And we are back, folks. And we're going to play. It's like a spin the wheel kind of game. And I call it the Wheel of Spiel. So what? And back in the day, it actually had the topics on the wheel, but somebody took it off. But I will get you to spin it, and then whatever color it lands on, that will be the topic I wrote.
Some, okay.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Jeff, are you gonna spin it?
Okay. All righty.
Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. All right. That one is. Superpowers. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Ooh. I've always wanted to teleport.
Teleport, yeah.
Like that movie, I'm sure most of you watched it. Like, if I say this movie, you guys will probably know my age, but I love Jumper. Yeah, like that's so cool. If I can teleport anywhere, that'd be so dope. You know, just like I want to go to Tokyo. I'm there.
Wham bam.
Wham bam.
East Van. Except Tokyo. And then come back to Vancouver. All right. Now, did you want to answer the same question I get that, or you want to spin?
Let's spin. Let's spin. Hey.
All right, this one is, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
Damn, that's tough. I did not have any breakfast.
What?
No, it's embarrassing, but I'm trying to lose weight. No, I got busy with work too.
Right.
I usually skip breakfast, and yes. Then I have a little bit of a heavy lunch.
Okay, so what do you have for lunch?
Shawarma.
Shawarma
salad, yes, with lots and lots and lots of garlic sauce.
Nice.
And I ordered it from an authentic Middle Eastern shawarma place.
Yes.
Because I grew up in the Middle East. So it's very different. The shawarma places here are kind of different than the authentic ones from the Middle East.
Yes.
So I love it. You can give me shawarma anywhere.
Wow. Wait, so where in the Middle East? Do they speak a different language or what?
They do, yes. I grew up, I would say it's my hometown. Elementary and high school, I was there in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Yes,
I know.
Yes. Okay, so do they wear is it called a burqa?
It was called abaya.
Abaya?
Back then, that's how I know it.
Yes?
Yes. So I did wear overalls. You can just see the eyes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And now they're a little bit of an open country, right?
Good,
But back then, they speak Arabic.
Yes.
So right now, I could still speak some of it because we took it in school, Arabic and French. But not really that fluent anymore.
Maharba. Yeah. Maharba.
Marhaba.
Marhaba. Marhaba. Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, wow. That is so amazing because, yeah, I have my... they know somebody that went to Dubai, and I have a friend that went to, and then they said they worked there, and then all they see is just the eyes, and then they're like, those are sexy eyes. That's all you see. It's like,
That's all you can see, yes. Right. And at that time, I was like, they're going to figure out my age already, right? But it was like decades and decades ago.
It was,
The men and women are separated, right? So... Even with like restaurants, there's like a section for men, there's a section for women, and there's a section for families.
Really?
So you don't really get to interact as much with the other gender.
Wow, yeah. That is such an interesting past that you grew up in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Charlotte, you want to play?
Yes.
Am I engaged? Okay.
You could just spin the wheel. Right. Spin the wheel. Okay. I have some questions. Okay.
Okay, sure.
Time travel. If you could do time travel, where would you go?
Time travel?
Yes.
Where?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought time travel is about time.
Yes, so it could be past, future. What do you like?
I want to be in the better future if I do achieve my goal. Uh-huh. I don't want to go to the past. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't know, you always dream about something and you assume that's better, but I guess, you know, I do want it to see what's going on. But I'm pretty happy about, like, living through all this time.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, I don't want to skip anything. But yeah, I think past and future are definitely more expecting to see the future instead of the past. Yeah.
How about you guys? What time period, era would you like to go to if you could travel?
Oh, man. Wow. I honestly, if I had a chance, mm-hmm. I would go back to like when I was like grade 4 or grade 3 with the knowledge I have now. Like,
but what year was that?
That was
I'm gonna think, that's 2000, okay.
2000
something. 2000? Yeah. Oh, you're still young. You're 08. Still young, Jeff. Yeah.
I feel old, man. 2000?
Like, I think with the knowledge I have now, going back in time, I'll take over this world, honestly.
Very good
story.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. All right.
I would also go back to the past. Mm. Maybe 90s, 2000s is where, yes, I'm a millennial. I feel like this generation that we have right now, or this time period, is so stressful and so exhausting.
Right.
Social media and everything that's going on with the world. Mm-hmm. Life was so much simpler back then.
Right.
That's how I felt, right? Yes. Not a lot of like social media, not a lot of gadgets. Mm. It was just like, I remember back then I was very like boyish, right? I was just outside in the streets.
Right.
Playing with friends. And like the whole day I was just interacting with people. And then at home, that's it. You sleep, you go out, and that's it. I think we're missing the connection mm-hmm. that we had in
nowadays.
The past because of everything that we have now, which is great to an extent, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, good evil, bad evil.
Right. Mm-hmm. So back in the 90s, I know you said you grew up in the Middle East, but did you wear the baggy pants?
I did.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Did they go right to the ground? The edges were whatever roughed up, or
I did, yes. Yeah. But you know, the fashion is coming back now,
yeah.
Right? It's a cycle, and I'm so happy to see 90s and 2000s fashion coming back.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
I think I still have those in my closet.
Oh my gosh! All right, guys, we're gonna play another song here. This one's called the Dick Van Dykes, and this one's song's called Curling. And the guy that the show before me is Danny. He was actually playing this album, a bunch of songs from Canada. So here we go. It's an oldie. Yeah, and that was from the album. It came from Canada, Volume 3, and on the cover of that is a werewolf, believe it or not. All right, and they were talking about curling, guys. Have you guys ever curled before? This is like a Canadian like game, right? But I don't think I've ever played.
No, I haven't. But there is like sometimes when there are like sports activities in Richmond. Mm-hmm. I'm from Richmond, so they just let us try curling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may look easy, but when I tried it, oh, it was so hard. like, salute to everyone who does it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You got to sweep. You got to. Yeah.
Strategize, like, how you're, you know, the strength of it. It's not just who's strongest, right?
It's not who's strongest. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Okay. So we're going to continue playing the Wheel of Spiel. What?
Yay.
Spin good.
Spin okay. that wheel, okay. Jeffrey. Spin
this.
The wheel. I know. I wish we had the topics on there, but they took it up because they're going to switch it up. Anyways, favorite animal. What's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? Hmm.
I know you have your dog, but that doesn't count, right?
I was just thinking, like I can't see my dog again, right? So maybe favorite animal to eat or...
No.
Honestly, I like, okay, like this is probably going to be a weird answer, but like I actually have like arachnophobia. Like I'm scared.
The spider.
I'm scared of spiders.
Yes.
But at the same time, I actually so damn fascinated
about
spiders. Yeah.
Mm, interesting.
So spiders, I guess. And also, I like Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I know you watched Spider-Man recently, right? Like I haven't watched it yet, but I'll get to there.
Okay, right. I thought you did because I told you spoilers earlier.
No, I didn't watch it yet. No.
Okay. I'd say bunnies.
Bunnies.
Yes, aww. We have lots of them around.
But,
right?
Yeah, they're just wild. And for some people that are listening from China, they don't know, but Vancouver and Richmond too. There's bunnies like just kind of all over the, you know, some streets, right? Like not the street, but they're like in bushes. Right, they're kind of hiding, but you'll see them once in a while.
Yeah,
just kind of scatter.
That's what I love here. I mean, they're just everywhere. We live with them, right? We live with the animals. We have bears.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, we do have bears.
Yeah.
It's casual for us. Oh, there is a bear.
Yes, and they go through the garbage can. So our garbage can has like the locks.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can open it.
That's right. Okay, Agatha, you want to do the Wheel of Spiel?
Okay. Gotta get a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she spinned it so good. All right. Favorite cartoon?
Cartoon. Oh, ooh. My God. When was the last time I watched a cartoon?
Yes.
Does Powerpuff Girls count?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Okay.
Powerpuff Girls.
I've always wanted to be one. The Bubbles. Yes. My favorite color is yellow. So I'm like, and she's so bubbly, right? Hence
yes.
the name Bubbles. But yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hand down.
Dude, I love Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo.
A monkey.
It's our age.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like monkey with like super genius. I love it. Like me, I watch a lot of anime. That's why I came up with the show, because a lot of like things, like activities that we'll be doing is part of like a lot of stuff that I watch through anime. Like I love just the generic big three, like Bleach, One Piece, Naruto, Jujutsu Kaisen. You name it, I love them all.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys, we're going to get to a break, and we'll be back. And it's almost, oh my gosh, it's almost like 10 minutes, and then we've got to be done here. But anyways, let's play some Danny Black. This one's called Chai Tea.
two toes.
Yes, that was Danny Black, chai tea. Do you guys like chai tea? Or is it, do you like bubble tea more?
I like bubble tea.
Bubble tea? Okay. I love chai. I like Indian spicy, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. All right. And we got one last reel of spiel here.
Nice.
Just get the sound effect in there.
Let's do this. Okay. Let's do this.
Woo! Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. And it's most adventurous thing you've done. The most adventurous thing you've done. Thank you. Jeffrey, just put it down there, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I feel like I haven't really taken a lot of risks when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. But I think this year, yeah, or even last year, I went to Canada not knowing anybody, right? I moved, yeah. I was originally from Calgary first because mm-hmm. my family's from there.
Yeah.
We visited Vancouver for like a week and yes. I loved it here. And not knowing anybody, not having a job here, I think I moved because I, you know, the people, the mm-hmm. weather for sure. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I started, you know, I didn't know anyone from here. And if you remember the pageantry, that's when yes. I got my connections coming in.
Right.
And I was like, in a matter of a few months, I have these lovely people that I've met. So I guess that's it.
Wow. Do you still keep contact with some of the girls?
Definitely. Yes. One of the one of the cast members we have for the reality show
yeah.
was also from the pageant. I don't know if you remember Donna.
Oh, okay.
Donna's also with me for the pageant.
Really?
The one who won.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She's also there, so she's also with us.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Donna, we got to get you on here, too. All right. Jeffrey, what's one of your most adventurous things you've done?
Honestly, like, if I say it, my wife will probably be angry. But, I mean, when I was younger, like, I met someone online, and then we just decided to go on a trip together.
Mm.
And then we went to Japan for like half a month together, like 2 weeks, two weeks and a half.
Just on a whim.
Just on a whim.
Wow.
Yeah. So she just bought my ticket, and then we just went.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh my
so
God.
That's like dating?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they say, right? Enough of the talking stage. Uh-huh. If we want to get to know each other, let's travel. That's yeah. the best test of yeah. like if we're compatible.
Exactly. So at that time, like I didn't know what was going on. So I set the thing all the way to max.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she was actually from Denmark, right? And then so she met me and we met in Tokyo.
Amazing. Okay, guys, we're going to almost do our goodbyes, but I got to just play this one promo. It's the CJSF Record Club that happens every Thursday here, and the kids just come by and pick a record, or they could like request a song, and they just kind of share their music. So let's hear it.
Ooh.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
All right, guys. Tell everyone where they could follow you guys again.
All right. I am mostly active on Instagram, guys. If you can follow me, please. My Instagram page is all about Agatha C, and that's Agatha Lopez.
And if you guys want to catch on the behind the scenes of Werewolf Secret, you can follow me at New House Media. That's N-U-U House Media on Instagram.
Yes, and you want to give a shout out.
Oh, yes. So just want to be very thankful to the team, to Anu. If you're listening to this, I'm very grateful to have met you. You know, you are, you know, carrying the production side. And all of our 11 cast, Kelsey, Donna, Michael, Brittany, Agatha, Arthur. Man, I'm spacing out.
Who else? Michael?
Michael, I said already.
Michael, yeah.
Yeah.
Caitlin?
Caitlin, Kiana, Austin.
Veronica.
Veronica, and of course, Anna Voss. Yes. Super grateful for all 12 of you for believing in this vision, because, you know, you guys are taking a chance. Like, who is this guy, right? Who is Jeffrey? Who's Newhouse? But, you know, when you guys came in, when you guys, you know, believe in this vision, I'm super grateful for all 12 of you and Anu.
All right, guys, we are going to end the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Stay tuned for the next show. It's an all-metal show. It's called the 60-Minute Stage Dive with Jeremy, and we'll catch you all next week. And next week, we're probably going to play an interview with the Furniture Guys, and we're going to play their song, Taking Nothing Away. All right, thank you so much, Agatha and Jeffrey. Wham, bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Good night.